Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Miami at the Trump Doral Miami at the Starnet meeting, and I'm with Paul Lewandowski, who's a design principal with Lavaler Brenzinger Architects in Boston. Paul, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. I bumped into you several times recently. We did an audio interview several years ago at Neocon when you won the Mannington Commercial Design Contest that they were doing, right?
Yes, that was a lot of fun. That was sort of, I think, one of the beginnings of my diving deeper into the flooring world. Everything I learned with working with Mannington and just the excitement of winning that contest. So it was a fun time.
And as a result of winning that contest, Mannington developed a carpet that you designed.
Yes, they did. And they've done it for, I think there were three or four different designers over the course of the few years there where they were doing that, which was, I thought, a really great program to get designers involved more with manufacturing and understanding all of the nuances of how you design and manufacture a carpet.
I need to throw out, I don't know whether this led to what's on your resume now, but you're now an assistant professor of textile fashion and interior design at the Maine College of Art. So did the Mannington Commercial lead to this, or has this always been a focus for you?
I think it was part of a bigger picture of my just being interested in textiles and thinking of carpet as a textile. It's strange. I'm trained as an architect, yet I've been doing all of these things that are about design involving textiles and carpet with Mannington and looking at other things. I've also been doing fashion design. I can't say anything one thing led to one thing, but they're also interrelated. It's been a fun journey.
And you're also, I should throw out, president of IIDA New England, right?
Yes, I am taking over the reins as president this June at Neocon.
All right, so we're down here together because you were one of the three judges in the 18th annual Starnet Design Awards. Last night they announced the winners, and you've been working closely with Starnet. Actually, in the fall meeting, you spoke, and it's one of the topics that I want to dive into. And by the way, I say to my listeners, if you want to read more about Paul's work, Floor Focus did a Design Ovations with Paul, and it's in our January 2016 issue. But just to focus real quickly on the mutual benefit of a designer like you, an architect, having a local relationship with a commercial flooring contractor. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Well, I think it's really important that those relationships exist. I was just meeting with a group of folks here from Starnet that were the next gen group, so younger people moving up in their firms, and we were talking about a little bit of a debrief on the design awards, but also talking about how all too often in design firms, the selection of flooring goes to more junior staff, and they don't have the technical expertise. They might pick something aesthetically that looks great, but as far as performance, they may not know. And that can lead to some really huge issues with liability and callbacks. And I asked all of those folks to keep in mind that they should reach out to the designers and educate them in a polite and courteous way and sort of developing those relationships. And some of them had some great ideas that they were bringing in students as well to talk to them. And I think that forming those bonds is the beginning of helping designers learn more about the bigger picture. Most schools aren't teaching the performance aspects of flooring. And that's something you have to learn in the field. And I think the installers are seeing it all. And to share that knowledge back is just an amazing resource.
Yeah, I want to mirror what you just said about some of the decisions that are made in an architectural firm. Oftentimes, the principals of the firm will focus on the big overall design, and they'll have the specifiers, the people that work around the resource library, actually pick the materials. And we've done some research actually at Floor Focus and asked some of those people that make those decisions. And oftentimes they make those decisions based on the relationship they have with the rep that they've recently met with. And so what you're saying is key. I want to point out you have a great relationship with a Starnet member, Paul White.
Yes.
And in your presentation in the fall, you talked about, I think it was a hospital you were working on, and there was an expensive imported tile that was specified, and you worked together with Paul White and got just as an aesthetically pleasing material and potentially a lower maintenance material that Paul recommended to you, right?
Yes, absolutely. That was, I think, a win-win for everyone. That process, you can imagine designing a 600,000 plus square foot hospital as a big team. And one of the designers on the project had found this tile. It looked almost like a travertine, but it was an Italian product. It was beautiful. But when we started looking at the cost of the hospital, you can imagine where saving a dollar a square foot with 600,000 square feet starts to add up. And working with Paul, he told us about a manufacturer that had a similar looking product. It also had recycled content. It was made in the United States. So we saved money on the project. We got a locally manufactured project, so more environmentally sound with the recycled content on top of that. And that was really, I think that I'd say that win-win because Paul White working with us, we were able to sort of learn more about that and not compromise the initial aesthetic decision, which is, I think, the ideal to get everything to work. So that was a really great experience, I have to say.
So as you're working on projects and you start thinking about flooring, obviously, being an architect, there's so many things you need to focus on, and flooring is just one dimension of it. But at what stage do you sometimes reach out to your commercial flooring contractor friend for his recommendation?
As early as possible, because at the same time, I always like to talk, even with my client, as early as possible about material and about, not color, but material selection. So working with someone like Paul White and understanding what's available is the first step to being able to have a conversation with the client and the client's maintenance facilities folks to say, okay, how are you going to take care of this floor? And then going back to Paul and saying, okay, this is how they're going to take care of this floor. What about this other floor? You know, getting all the information so that we can make sure that we're picking a product that looks good but also will perform and last, and then also not be a headache for the maintenance folks to upkeep, because if it doesn't look good, everyone gets a call back, and this is the thing we want to avoid. We want to make everyone happy. That's what designers want.
And, you know, actually, let me dive in. I think this relationship only works if there's some golden rule or trust involved, because, you know, if you had the wrong type of contractor who was just trying to recommend a product that they make a little bit more money on and is not actually the best product for the end user, the relationship wouldn't work. So it's got to be one that's built on trust, right?
Absolutely. It's sort of the prima donna syndrome. You can't think that your world is the most important. You have to really be open and give up a little bit of yourself, whether you're the designer or the installer or the contractor, because if you go in the attitude with, I know everything, you're just already putting up a barrier to working with someone. But if you go in with saying, okay, I know enough to get this far, but I know I need to know more. And if everyone comes with that approach, I think you had a much more collaborative experience and a much more beneficial. Everyone's learning. Everyone's getting better. And that's the goal, I think.
All right, one last quick last thing. The grand prize winner last night was a children's hospital that I think was installed by Mr. Davids, and that was a really interesting floor, wasn't it?
It was, and the thing that was so interesting about it, well, aside from the fact that technically it was beautifully installed and just intricate shapes that were based on the four seasons, there were snowmen, there were flowers, there were butterflies, but it was all about designing a floor for a pediatric ward, where the narrative was talking about how the kids, when they're walking through the halls, they tend to look down because they're sick, you know, and this was giving them something to look at that was interesting. And in healthcare design, we talk a lot about positive distraction, and that's exactly what this did. So the design concept was sound, but then when you think about creating these intricate figures and cartoon-like characters on the floor, think about cutting that out of different types of material and how challenging it is. So a project like that wins because it starts with a great idea and then it finishes up with a great installation.
Yeah, who would have thought you could do those kind of things with floor covering?
Exactly, exactly. And in really creating a custom floor. I mean, you talk about designing flooring, it's like that's it. You're designing that surface. You're looking at what you can do to make that more special and help in that healing environment. So it was a great project.
All right, Paul, it's great to be with you, and thank you for spending time with me and my listeners. Again, been talking to Paul Lewandowski, who is a design principal at a Boston architectural firm, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.